When a passage starts with so, or therefore, or however, or then, I generally read what comes just before so I can better understand the passage that follows. In this case, I want to take a look at 2 Corinthians 5:15. He died for everyone so that those who receive his new life will no longer live for themselves. Instead, they will live for Christ, who died and was raised for them. So, we have stopped evaluating others from a human point of view. The reason we have stopped evaluating others from a human point of view is because Christ died for everyone so that those who receive new life will no longer live for themselves. When we are in Christ, we receive grace. We are forgiven all our sins. We secure our eternity with God, and we take our place in God's church. It is a tremendous relief to be forgiven and to realize that grace and love of God that God offers. I have seen in myself and in others the old going and the new taking hold as people live into the grace that we are so freely given. What we receive when we receive Christ is a life-changing series of second chances. Verse 17 says, "This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, and the new life has begun." The new life begins with this tremendous sense of relief. We begin this new life without the burden of our old sin, and with the promise that all that we face in the life to come, we will not have to face alone. Freedom from sin, companionship in Christ. One of the many blessings of being with Christ is the reassurance that our human imperfection and unrighteousness will be met with the perfect righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. We are reconciled to God through Christ. It restores us into relationship, the relationship for which we were created. God makes things right. And when things are made right, we are naturally relieved, and we should be. We don't have to worry about the sins of our past. We can relax and focus on the way forward. We know that Jesus has our back so that when we make mistakes, and we will, we can quickly get back on track. God is there for us. Life is good. For some, I think the message of Christ ends there. Christ came to forgive our sins, to make us whole, to assure us of our eternity in heaven. Whew. Got it. That's great. But the message clearly doesn't end with the grace that we are extended. Then Paul goes and points out the fact that when we are in Christ, we are not only free and forgiven and righteous before God, he points out the fact that living in Christ also comes with a tremendous responsibility. We are certainly made new in Christ so as to restore our relationship with God. But there is another really important reason that we are made new, and that is so that we can confidently represent Christ in a world that is desperate to hear the voice of God. In verse 20 of the passage we share today, it says, "So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, 'Come back to God.' For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin so that we could be made right with God through Christ." We are made ambassadors. We are made right with God so that we can be ambassadors for Christ in the world. We represent Christ when we speak for Christ in every situation we face in this new life we are given. Being an ambassador comes with perks, to be sure. Think about that from a diplomatic point of view. If I'm the ambassador to, say, England, I don't know, pick a country, I get world travel, I get invited to state dinners. There's lots of perks that come with being an ambassador, right? It's kind of a big deal. But let's say for a minute that I was the ambassador to North Korea. Well, that's a little different game. Right? There's tremendous responsibility that comes on the other side of that coin, if you will. And the same is true for us as Christians. Being an ambassador for Christ is a tremendous responsibility. When we are in Christ, we are made new, but the world around us remains much the same. Being made new in Christ does not come with the promise that we will not face the same kinds of trials we faced before, just that we have new ways of encountering them, new answers to some of our questions, and new ways to respond when those trials come, and they do come. Our lives are made new so that we will represent Christ in the face of challenges. As ambassadors, we are expected to be the hands and feet of Christ, to do the work of Christ in the world where there is suffering and pain, and to speak on Christ's behalf, offering the same grace and love and mercy that came as such a relief to us when we were made new. As ambassadors of Christ, we are called to represent Christ in every situation. We are called to celebrate the miracles we have had the privilege to witness and to stand for Christ in the face of all kinds of trial, tragedy, and evil. And it seems in these past 6 weeks we've faced them all. We've seen hurricanes of historic proportion bring with it winds and rain and flooding, damage, destruction, and death. Those who are made new in Christ are called to represent Christ in these difficult situations, to give, to go and be present, to help rebuild. And that rebuilding is going to be going on for a long time. If you haven't had an opportunity to be available to that yet, there's time. We have a responsibility as ambassadors of Christ to represent Christ in a world where there is hurting. As Mike mentioned before, this last Monday morning, we all rose to the news of another tragic, senseless act of violence in this country. For me, I was watching it on television. For nearly 600 people and their families in Las Vegas on that weekend, it was more than news. The magnitude of the injury and death brought on by one man has brought pain and suffering and anger to thousands connected to those people. And we are called to be ambassadors for Christ in every situation we face. Beyond our own borders, there have been storms and earthquakes and mudslides, and the death toll keeps rising. And we are called to be ambassadors for Christ in all situations. Beyond our borders, war rages on in places all around the world where the sound of gunfire is not as shocking or uncommon as it is in the U.S. It doesn't even make the news most days. And we are called to be representatives of Jesus Christ in all of these difficult situations. So when our hearts are breaking and we are feeling overwhelmed by the events of the day, how are we supposed to represent Christ? I can tell you that as I watched the news last Monday morning, I was first sad. As the death toll rose from 53 or 4 to 5, 6 through 59 people that passed away at the end of a gun from 400 yards away, I was sad. And then I was angry. How could someone do this? I was mad. When we are made new, we are made new in Christ, which gives us access to grace, mercy, and kindness and love beyond ourselves. And in that Monday morning, I needed to tap into someone else's love, grace, and mercy because mine was insufficient. I was angry. Outraged, really, at the violence. So I prayed. And I remembered that I have been made new and that I have access to grace, mercy, kindness, and love beyond myself. As ambassadors of Christ, we are not limited to our own resources, but are expected to be vessels for the unlimited resources of God. When we are made new, we are not given unlimited resources, but are given new awareness and new access to our capacities to forgive and to love and to care the way we are forgiven and loved and cared for. Bob Goff, a Christian attorney, author, and author, tweeted this week on Monday, "A lot has happened. Give away grace and kindness and understanding like you're made of it." When we are made new in Christ, Christ is newly available in us. Then the grace and the kindness and understanding we are giving flows through us as we represent Christ, as we reflect Christ to the world. I think we are not so much made of it as we stand in an unlimited supply of all of it. The newness in us allows us to think, to speak, and to act on Christ's behalf, regardless of our own human emotions and reactions. As I said, when I watched the news last Monday, I was shocked and in pain for those who were suffering, and I was disgusted and angry that someone would do something so horrible. But as I processed the event, I found myself wondering what kind of horrible pain a person would have to endure to get to a place where they would inflict the kind of pain this man inflicted on that crowd. I don't think it was entirely conscious, but I began to think like Jesus. My heart began to break, not only for the victims, but for the shooter and the shooter's family and all the ways their lives are changed forever. How much pain did he have to endure to get to a place where he would inflict the kind of pain on random strangers the way he did? I remember that I am called to represent Christ, and his grace must be bigger than my disgust and my anger and my shock. In the face of this senseless tragedy, I began to think like Jesus and to speak on his behalf, offering grace for the whole situation, including the shooter and his family and all of the suffering for all of the people in this situation. Our thoughts and our words then are followed by our actions. What can we do? What is the right response when we face trials and tragedy and horror and violence as Christians? I think John Wesley said it well when he said, "Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as you ever can." when we do not know what to do, we must remember that we are made new with new access to resources beyond ourselves. Reading this, you might be inclined to say, well, I did all I could, but I just don't have enough grace to forgive or enough love to share. Wesley says, do all I can. Well, I've done all I can. I have heard people say, I can't forgive someone who hates me or somebody who wants to hurt me or my family. I have my limits. Then I'm reminded that when we are made new in Christ, we are expected to love and forgive as we are loved and forgiven. I remember the words of Jesus on the cross when he forgave the thief and when he asked God to forgive even those who hung him there by saying, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. And since there is no limit to God's capacity to forgive, then as ambassadors for Christ, as people reflecting the love and grace of Jesus Christ, we are given access to the same unlimited love, grace, and mercy extended to us. When hurricanes strike, we are called to do all the good we can, by all the means we can, in all the ways we can, in all the places we can, at all the times we can, to all the people we can, as long as we ever can. When our brothers and sisters in Puerto Rico have 95% of their homes and businesses and hospitals and doctor's offices destroyed and have no power, we are called upon to do all the good we can, by all the means we can, in all the ways we can, in all the places we can, at all the times we can, to all the people we can, as long as we ever can. When we hear someone has acted violently against innocent people, we are called to what? Do all we can, all the good we can, in all the means we can, in all the ways we can, in all the places we can, at all the times we can, to all the people we can, as long as we ever can. Are you hearing this? In fact, before the violence strikes, we are called to do all the good we can, by all the means we can, in all the ways, in all the places, at all the times, to all the people, as long as we ever can. And in doing so, perhaps, we can prevent the next senseless act of violence by giving away grace and kindness and understanding like we are made of it. I don't know who the next would-be shooter is. No one in this man's family knew he was going to carry this act out. Who knows who could have extended him grace and kindness and mercy and goodness on the way to this thing, which would have circumvented his plan? Who knows? But if we are not doing all the good we can, all in all the places, to all the people, at all the times, for as long as we ever can, we may not have the opportunity. A world filled with pain is a world hungry for good. A world that is filled with suffering is a world that is hungry for good. A world that is filled with evil is a world that is hungry for God. So when we are asked what we can do, the answer has already been given us. Do all the good we can. By all the means we can. In all the many ways we can. In all the places we can. At all the times we can. To all the people we can. As long as we ever can. That is our job as ambassadors of Jesus Christ. Yes, we receive grace and forgiveness and mercy and eternal life when we are made new. But we are made new for a purpose, and that is to be used of God to make God's world a better place. when we don't respond to the tragedy in our world by seeking to reflect Jesus Christ, we are not doing our jobs. I don't know how you feel about the shooting in Las Vegas. I don't know how you feel about the shooter. But if you're angry at him personally, you need to find a way around that, because that's not the way Jesus would respond. I'm sure I do things every day that make God mad, and I'm counting on Jesus. To respond to me differently. I'm seeking to reflect the Christ who loves me no matter what. Now, there is a place for righteous indignation. We can be angry about the violence. We can be angry about the senseless loss of life. I think that breaks God's heart too. But in the end, there has to be enough forgiveness for everyone in the situation. And I mean everyone. Because grace is either unconditional and unlimited, or it isn't. And I'm leaning onto the fact that it is. Amen. God bless.